The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. From the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan. Not too far from where the Democrats will gather this weekend. And have we reached out to the Democratic candidate for governor? We just haven't found a time yet. Right? He's willing to do the interview, just hasn't had the time. So we just want to let you know, we have asked to have the Democratic candidate, Marvin Nelson, on the program. And have just not heard back from the campaign on when they want to do that, but we look forward to that. They're gathering in the Bismarck Event Center this weekend. And is it cruel to mention that they're co-located with the Shrine Circus? Does that kind of sound like an April Fool's joke, or that I'm trying to be too cute by half? It's factual. I'm just, this is going to sound foreign to some folks, but I think actually the really dismal position the Democratic Party finds itself in today in North Dakota is not good for the Republican Party. And as someone that is a God-fearing, Constitution-worshipping, freedom-loving conservative, that sounds a little odd to say. You ought to root for the Democratic Party to be in shambles, right? I don't. You know why? Because competition makes everybody better. And unfortunately, I think even the Republican Party can get a little arrogant at times in North Dakota, because especially in the legislature, there's so many of them. But just, you know, and I've actually heard people utter phrases like, well, if it's a good idea, it better come from a Republican, because if it comes from a Democrat, it has no chance. Well, you know, why? Well, they just don't have enough numbers to make anything happen. So I think it's really kind of a sad state of affairs. But what's happening at the Democratic Party convention in Bismarck this weekend is sad for democracy. And it's very poor leadership along the way. It is. I would put a lot of it on Senator Dorgan, Senator Conrad, a little less so on Congressman Pomeroy. But, you know, they held that grip for so long, and they were more about them.
Pomeroy is at least going to be there. What about the other two? How come they're not going to be there?
Yeah, I don't know. And I like Earl. He's a good guy. All these people are well-meaning. I don't mean them to be bad people. But I'm just saying they get too wrapped up in, especially Senator Dorgan, Senator Conrad. They were so, kiss the ring important. It was ridiculous. And really spent a lot of time on their careers and their political situation rather than what Ed Schaefer did. Coming in as a gubernatorial candidate who beats the establishment and takes us back from the brink that George Sinner had us on in North Dakota. The brink. Go look at just the financial condition of the state of North Dakota, the Bank of North Dakota, any measurement you want to pick under George Sinner. And look what Ed Schaefer started. Very Reagan-esque in what he built back. But Ed Schaefer worried about the bench and building the party back and going from, I think, when he took office, one or two statewide office holders to every one of them. You know, that's how you build a party, and you leave the woodpile a little higher for the next generation. It's really important. So, you know, the Shrine Circus co-located with the Democratic Party, because there's so few people coming to the Democratic Party convention that they can co-locate with the Shrine Circus, sounds like a joke, but I am being sincere in my lamenting the fact that that's reality. I am.
There's a definite irony there.
Republicans gathered Shields Arena, and by the way, coverage on 550 K-Fire and AM 1100 The Flag all weekend long, and a lot will be happening. So make sure you're tuned in. Gary Emmerich is going to be anchoring stuff tonight, tomorrow. You have the Ted Cruz speaking, you have Ben Carson speaking, you have a three-way race for governor, you got the delegate battle. Who will be the delegates that will go to Cleveland to decide who the president of the United States is? Man, there's a lot going on. And, the place is packed and sold out. The governor's having a big dinner tonight. You can't get a ticket if you want one. I mean, it's just robust. It's pretty amazing. So that last hour is pretty cool too, huh? That was a lot of fun. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I as you know, have played this back and forth dance right along with you on the presidential race, right? Originally saying, I'm a Scott Walker guy. Governor, you know, he's executive. I mean, everything needs to get a little fire in the belly. But, you know, he fades and you just kind of, well, who is it? Who's it going to be? And, you know, watching what was happening and realizing the Trump phenomenon. You know, at the time I was very much Ben Carson guy, and he, you know, fades, and then you kind of come down to a question of Cruz or Trump. In my mind, both with different attributes that are great. Cruz, rock-solid conservative credentials. Trump clearly tapped into the people and what's happening and business acumen, and, you know, I've been right there with you all the every step of the way, so it's very fun to actually visit with these folks and have the conversations. I mean, I don't know about you, but I thought Donald Trump today on the program here was so different than the Donald Trump that you see on television and see interviewed elsewhere most of the time. I'm going to listen to it again and soak it all in, but I'd be curious what you thought. Same thing with Ben Carson. Ben Carson about Donald Trump and why he's picked Donald Trump is good, wise counsel for all. So a lot of good stuff there. AM 1100, The Flag, 1090 KTGO, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, all a part of our broadcast team here. We are going to focus for a few minutes this hour on the candidate for North Dakota State Auditor, because there's other races besides the governor's race that are contested. I have some commentary that's coming in on the governor's race. We'll get to that in your calls and everything else as well. Congressman Kramer is gone. He was here for the first hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. But of course, we'll be back next week as well, and we look forward to that on Wednesday. Josh Gallion, candidate for North Dakota State Auditor, and Brian Crochus, candidate for North Dakota State Auditor, will join us. Josh first here very shortly. Is Josh ready? Yeah, Manny, we got Josh on the phone? We can do that in a little bit if we need to. Well, why don't we do that when, at the start of the next break, okay? And then we have Brian Crochus before the end of the hour. I did that just because, I feel bad sometimes, honestly, in these races that, so much of the oxygen goes to, you know, top of the ticket, right? And the governor's race is clearly the top of the ticket right now. And then, you know, probably next beyond that because, you really don't have the other contested race against DPI, national committeeman. Very interesting there. You got Shane Gettle and Art Rosenberg, two guys that are well connected and have been barnstorming the state. I mean, that's a good one as well. This auditor's race. So I just think sometimes those other races don't get attention, and often do we hear about the state auditor? It's worth chatting with. So we're going to do that today on the program amidst taking your calls, questions, and comments on anything else you'd like to talk about today. There's a lot of commentary I want to get to. And I want to get your feedback on the interview we did. But one bit of criticism that came on the interview with Mr. Trump says this texter, Scott, if your number one issue is life, why didn't you ask him why he supports funding for Planned Parenthood? I assume the texter means Planned Parenthood. But that interview was a disservice to your listeners. All right. So, that's a criticism that I'll say. You know, guilty. I didn't ask about Planned Parenthood and the funding issue. That's one of those issues, though, where I think if he says he's pro-life, and I thought in the Chris Matthews interview that's caused all this controversy on MSNBC because of the question of, okay, if it's illegal, then do you punish the woman who has an abortion? That just rabbit trail of yeah, but from the pro-choice crowd. We did talk about that, and he addressed that, and I thought it also answered a lot of questions about his pro-life credentials. Here's what I would say. First of all, on the Planned Parenthood thing, I believe what he said is that they do things besides abortions that are good for women, that help cancer screenings and whatnot. I don't think we as pro-lifers should spend a lot of time nitpicking the 10% of things that Planned Parenthood does. That, you know, arguably are good. We ought to focus on the 90% that's bad. And that's what Trump has done, saying he'd defund them, and that's where I'm at. So that's like in the weeds to me. Now, that doesn't mean that you're wrong to say I should have asked that question. You know, it's fair criticism. I guess I could have asked it. I just, you know, for one, in a 12-minute interview, you never have enough time to ask what you want to ask. You don't. I had 20 things I wanted to ask. We got to probably three of them. Kevin asked a couple. Callers asked them. But, you know, that just is what it is. But I think, I'll leave it to the listeners, I think we did a pretty good job of trying to touch a few bases. I love the text from the Cole guys, you know, saying, hey, everyone at BNI Cole says, way to go, Mr. Trump. Keep up the fight for coal miners. And the other said, hey, I'll buy a coal. Call it Trump Energy. Buy a coal mine in North Dakota. You know, that touches my heart because I think those folks have been pounded down a lot. And I would also say this about people that are new to the pro-life thing, as Donald Trump is, at one point saying he's pro-choice. You know, the number one job of anybody who's pro-life, in my view, is to change hearts and minds on the issue, right? We get so wrapped up on legislation and the Supreme Court and everything else. If we change hearts on that issue, we'll change everything. How do you change hearts without having people new to the cause? And then if we're suspect of them, we're being disingenuous. My take. Welcome,
yours. What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
You are invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet, Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org. ndfa.org. That's North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet in Bismarck on April 4th and in Fargo on April 5th.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Why would you expect Dorgan, Conrad, or even Pomeroy to be at a North Dakota Democrat convention? They haven't been North Dakota residents for years, especially Kent and Byron. They've lived in Washington, D.C. for the last 30 years. Their only North Dakota residence was a broom closet.
Yeah. First of all, I bet they would be there. But, you know, I mean, They spend a lot more time in Washington, D.C. than they did here. That's for sure. I just saw Kent, actually. Didn't get a chance to visit with him, but I saw him across the room. And his bride, Lucy Caluti, at the funeral for Shyla Schaefer a couple of Saturdays ago. I think they get back. And, of course, Kent was a brother-in-law to Kent was married to Ed Schaefer's sister, so it would be, you know, appropriate that he'd be at the funeral. But I'm saying they do come back. So let's not get all nasty now. And I wouldn't even doubt if they're there this weekend. They need something. A texter had a question about something else about the weekend events. Todd, right? What did they ask you?
I heard the guys that wrangle the act. This is the texter's words now, folks. Don't hit us over the head with this. I heard the guys that wrangle the excrement were confused on which event to work at, the circus versus the convention.
See, the jokes are starting. That's why I'm saying you can't make this stuff up.
Exactly.
That they are co-located. You cannot make that up. I mean, I guess it saves a few bucks for the party because they, you know, can have the entertainment. You know, hey, can we get the jugglers?
Oh, they can split the bill on cleaning the excrement because two for one.
Ten minutes.
They cut that bill in half. Then
I'm not saying there's excrement at the convention at the party. That's the texture. We're not going to own that. But you know, I mean, there are benefits to it. They do have to work on the elephant thing. Haven't they banned the elephants? I think they banned the elephants now. I know. Or maybe Flying Circus did. The Barnum.
That was saying all day yesterday that if you see elephants, then you're not at the political convention. You're at the circus. So
I think I read somewhere that Barnum and Bailey pulled a pin on it.
Well, this is El Zagel Shrine, so.
Yeah, so maybe they still have. Jamie Bismarck, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, I thought that interview with Trump was great.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And so everybody else I work with, we were all listening. They all pretty much agreed with that. Now on that abortion thing, you know, when Matthew's asking that question, he asked him if it was illegal, should they be punished? If somebody breaks the law, well, you don't punish them now? I don't understand what the big hullabaloo is about here. They asked him if it was illegal, you know, but all these women get up in arms right away and crazy. Oh, God, he hates women. Oh, my God. He said women should be punished. You know, listen to the whole thing before you fly off the handle and start getting crazy on somebody. Good grief. You know, my wife came home and asked me about it, so I looked up the comments, you know, on whatever YouTube or whatever it was on, looked, and she didn't, you know, she couldn't understand what the big uproar was about. You know, she said, well, you know, it's illegal. He broke the law. So, you know, if I go drink and drive, you think I should get off the hook? So, you know. Good God, people. I mean, listen to what the man said in the question that was asked. It's just unbelievable.
No, you'll see, that's the deal. That's why I brought it up, actually, because I think that's what Chris Matthews was doing. I think that's his intention.
Oh, sure.
They love
There's
that.
No doubt
they,
about it.
They love the yeah, but crowd. That's the whole gamut of cottage industry of, well, I'm pro-life with the exception of rape, abuse, health, well, you know, health of the mind.
Well,
right?
Didn't Trump say that? He is pro-life, but I thought he did say that anyways, didn't he?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that to your point on the question of, if there is an act, if it's illegal, should there be punishment? Well, duh. How do you have that? How do you have something be illegal and not be a punishment? They just want to try and trap you. Oh, you think it ought to be illegal? Then what about this? Because here's my belief. My belief is they know it's wrong. You can't know. You really can't. I mean, you want to have. You can. Look, you can't look at a baby and not get it, right? I mean, come on. The second conception happens. There's a new set of DNA, different from the father, different than the mother. That's a different human being, okay? Just go to the most basic science class and get. So my point is, people who are, in my view, pro-choice, something in them says this is wrong, and what they have to do is justify their belief by this yeah but stuff. You know, but you know, if it's illegal, what are you going to punish the mother? Yeah, but what happens in rape? What happens in abuse? What happens in incest? Everything else? Well, again, if you go back to the very basic premise that it's a life, all those exceptions should go away.
No.
But they're the product of the pro-choice crowd. You know, they've really...
I got one more thing for you. Like, you said you think it's bad that the Democrat Party is, you know, kind of insignificant. I don't understand where you're coming from on that. You know, these people are anti-oil, coal, open borders, anti-gun, you know. I don't get where you think that it's bad. I mean, if you think Republican Party is getting big-headed or getting too many rhinos, then get a conservative to run against somebody who you think is a moderate instead of hoping the Democrats get more power in the state. I think that's totally off base on your part. I mean, I agree with you on most things, but I don't know where you're coming from on that. I disagree with
that
100%.
What I'm talking about is that, you know, first of all, I don't agree with their ideas. And I think, you know, our ideas are, as a conservative, constitution-worshipping, freedom-loving, God-fearing conservative, I believe our ideas will always win. And so what happens is the Republican Party ends up having quite the spectrum between conservative and really not so conservative, Republicans in name only. And mm-hmm. if the Democrat Party was actually free of this just fringe, that's the crowd you just described. Anti everything, right? I mean, the Dakota Resource Council fringe, right? That ends up being all that's left. Then it's a joke, and then the Republican Party gets all cocky, and they can slip up. I'll give you a slip up. Rick Berg's race against Heidi Heitkamp. That's the stuff that comes from that. That's the stuff that comes from that. So and that's a big deal. I mean, it gave Democrats a little sliver of life in North Dakota when they were completely shut out. Completely.
Well, yeah, but she phonied it up, too, and tried to act like she was all conservative on all these other positions, feel like she was middle of the road, and not when she's voted with Harry Reid, 90-some% of the time.
That's very good at it. They're very, very good at it. But a stronger Republican Party, more true to its core, fights that off. Rather than having been infiltrated by folks the other way. So I'm just saying be a little more true to who you are, and if that means a few less Republicans and a few more Democrats, the outcome will be better, in my view. That's what I'm saying, because I'm not saying bring more of the extreme environmentalists from the left and let them, you know,
pop. Well, yeah, but if you're a Democrat and if you consider yourself a middle-of-the-road Democrat and you vote for Obama, that guy's extremist, so you're an extremist by default for the person you voted for. You're anti-coal, anti-oil, anti-gun, everything else. If you vote for Obama, you're just as bad as he is, even if you claim to disagree with him, like Heidi did. But she supports the guy.
I hear you.
You know? All right, have a good weekend, Scott.
You as well. Thanks for the commentary and the exchange. Appreciate it very much. Okay, short break. When we come back, I guess we had a mix up in the number for Josh Gallion. So we're going to chat with a candidate for North Dakota State Auditor, Josh Gallion, when we come back for a couple minutes. We'll talk with his opponent for that spot, Brian Crocius, before the end of the hour, and more of your calls in between. How about that? At 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Thinking about how important a job it is to be a mom right now. Mostly because I'm like a little on the sleep deprived side. My wife and Hannah, our junior, are on a bus on their way to San Antonio, Texas for a choir trip. And so our youngest daughter, Haley, who's 12, a seventh grader, is in my care. Well, she's always in my care. I'm her dad, right? But you know, it's like mom's gone and dad doesn't do anything right. Oh, where's my lunchbox? Because, the whole deal, right? I mean, and you forgot, and we left 2 minutes late. And so they left at like 3:40 this morning. So we're up at 3 getting them off. And then, can't get back to sleep. So I'm thinking, okay, what do I got to do? And I'm telling you what, this is a long way of saying, moms, you're amazing. You're just amazing. Men cannot multitask the way moms can. I know it's the most important job on the planet Earth, being a mom, but also it's the most, it's a tough job. It really is. So I think I can multitask a little with the show and radio and stuff. Nothing compared to what, nothing. You know, I'm right now in fear watching my phone. What did I forget? What didn't we do? I know we were supposed to do something then. And does your wife ever tell you this, Todd? Honey, don't forget to do A, B, and C. And you go, yeah, no problem. And then literally the second you say no problem, you have no idea what she just told you. You ever have that problem? Yeah, okay, good. I'm not alone then.
You're not alone.
Unless I get like a post-it note, I'm toast. You know, it's just unbelievable. But anyway, just a way to say shout out to the
mom. People like you and I never have anything else to do but the honey-do list, right?
I know, but they do too. I mean, my wife's got a full-time job, healthcare professional. Well,
maybe women are wired better for remembering all that stuff than men.
I guess. It's just unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, our next guest is a candidate for statewide office this weekend. And we decided to pick a race and talk to folks for a couple of minutes that are vying for this particular race just so they get some attention that they wouldn't otherwise get, because honestly, a lot of the attention goes on the governor's race and other things that are happening this weekend, the visit of Ted Cruz and Ben Carson and all the hoopla. So welcome Josh Gallion, candidate for North Dakota State Auditor, to What's On Your Mind. Hey, Josh, how are you?
Hello, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You excited for the weekend?
Very excited for the weekend. I'd just like to kind of reiterate that you're talking about moms and, wives and I am so thankful for my wife, Becky. She is she's really the glue that holds our family together. And you're talking about A, B, and C. A lot of times I'll get that list and I'll get A and C and I'll completely miss B.
So, well, you're a better man than me. You got one of the three.
Well, she always scratches her head. How do you get the first one, the last one, but how do you miss the middle one? But,
it's amazing. And you're right. They really are. And we don't thank them enough. I mean, I'm thanking all the other moms out there. I better thank my wife and the mother of our three kids, because we're all pretty lucky about it. So
we are
state auditor. What are your qualifications to be a state auditor?
Well, for me, I lean on my background in accounting. You know, I am an accountant. I've decided to be an accountant over 10 years ago. I do have an accounting degree from Dickinson State University, but I also have a business administration degree from there and a master's degree in business administration from the University of North Dakota. So I've really dedicated myself to obtaining the education. My work experience working at the Public Service Commission as their accounting manager, their chief financial officer. I've been there since 2010, and you know, I've really learned government accounting from the ground up. And then, you know, for me, it boils down to service. You know, I've always had a calling to serve. That's why I've served in the United States Air Force. I'm very active in the Republican Party in District 7. I'm a precinct chairman. I've been a delegate to the state convention. So for me, those things right there that I think qualify me for this position.
And, you know, in a race like this, are you saying, you just give us your resume, your credentials while you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, do you say, hey, as far as my opponent, you know, he doesn't have that? I mean, are there differences you want the delegates to consider this weekend?
Sure. I think all of those things are things that should be considered. You know, should the state auditor, should they be an accountant? Should they have a strong financial background? And, you know, I think they should. I mean, I know if anybody who owns a business calls an auditing firm, you call an accounting firm, you know, to do that. So I do feel that separates me. It's a clear distinction between me and my opponent.
What other experience do you have? Tell us a little bit more about yourself, your education background, and what you bring here.
Well, you know, I do bring that dedication to serve. You know, my military background, I did serve in the United States Air Force. I learned a lot about discipline, leadership, logistics, coordination. So I'm very familiar with leading teams. I do bring that. I do supervise folks at the Public Service Commission. I'm familiar with the auditing process. I've been audited by Mr. Peterson's office numerous times. So I'm very familiar with the operational performance, you know, even information technology auditing standards. I've been through plenty of them. And so I do bring all of that relevant experience to this and truly feel that I'll be able to hit the ground running on day one.
You know, this is, when I say this, the process of getting the party's nomination is, you know, game is probably too strong a word, but it's an art form, right? Because, you know, there's district conventions and then there's the state convention and, you know, people, they want to know, like, are you one of us? Are you... you know, you've been around the party before. You know, it's people want to know what your credentials are, for lack of a better term, in the Republican Party. What are yours?
For the credentials, you know, I'm very active in the party, and that's, to me, a lot of people are very concerned about that. Is, you know, to make sure that you've been involved, that they can thoroughly vet a candidate, because you know you're electing somebody. And it's important for them to get to know you. And that's what I've tried to do throughout this entire process, is to let, you know, really open myself up and let people get to know who I am, that I want conservative government. I want to make sure that we are living within our means, that we are creating an environment that, you know, my kids, my wife and I, we've got two daughters. I want to make sure that North Dakota is continues to be strong, continues to be a fantastic place to live, not only for me, but for them and their children. So I'm looking to play an active role in that. I want to be involved even further than I have been.
Anything else that we haven't covered here that you want to tell our listeners or the delegates making their way to Fargo, Josh?
No, I look forward to seeing all of them. Please stop by the booth, stop by and say hi. I will definitely be out looking to meet as many people as I can. I know I've made hundreds and hundreds of phone calls. You know, I look forward to seeing a lot of these folks again. I made it to numerous district conventions, and I'm just really excited for this weekend. This is, you know, the national buzz is exciting. It's, you know, for me, it's a real honor just to, you know, to be a part of this. And
nice chatting with you, Josh, and enjoy the weekend. Soak it all in.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Well,
you bet. Josh Gallien, who is a candidate for North Dakota State Auditor, will ask, you know, basically the same questions of his opponent, Brian Crocius. Brian was the publisher of the Bismarck Tribune and resigned that position to run for State Auditor. We'll chat with him a little later on in the program as well and give you some things to consider if you're heading to the state conventions this weekend. By the way, the jokes keep coming. Todd, I don't know what now one of your texters wants to know, which will have more clowns, the Shrine Circus or the Democratic Party convention? What is the deal? I feel like we're piling on here, and it's not us. You know,
it's
we're getting it from the listeners.
Don't shoot the messenger, although people have that tendency, don't they?
Let's get to the phones here on What's On Your Mind. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. A couple of calls that have come in that we haven't had a chance to get to. Roll them, Todd.
Thanks for all you do, Scott. Say, I heard Ben Carson speaking this morning, and I appreciate him and a lot of his ideas. But I just wanted to say that he talked about Ted Cruz being a polarizing figure, and he also commented that Jesus Christ would be the only perfect candidate, and he's right about that. He's a great king. But I just wanted to say that Jesus Christ was polarizing too. And that's my question. I guess I just opened up on the air is, wasn't Jesus polarizing? And maybe Ted Cruz is polarizing because we're in a time period where right is wrong and wrong is right, and he stands for principle. So just want to say that, you know, I'd cast my vote for him today because I think he stands for what's right, and he's a principled man, and that's what we need in the office. So thanks for all you guys do. Bye.
Yeah, what we're talking about here, though, is a judgment call, right? We're talking about a judgment call, and nobody can answer the question. You can't look at a poll today and say, you know, you got to go with what your gut says. And, you know, Ben Carson made a judgment call that in the end, Donald Trump had a better chance of getting elected because he would bring people outside the conservative base to the election, which is how Barack Obama won two elections. He brought new people to the polls that had not been Democratic supporters previously, and it would be our version of you know, the electoral success of Barack Obama. Is he right? Who knows? But I you know, my question is, I think Trump will lose some conservatives, but does he gain more people that have not been involved in the political process that are going to go for him? You know, hey, the low information voter, for lack of a better term, that saw him on TV, and I'm for the guy. You know, I mean, people voted for Barack Obama, had no clue what his positions were. Just, hey, I'm for that guy. I like that speech. I'm going to be for him. Well, that happens. And so if that puts you over the edge, gives you that governance, I don't know. You know, Jesus Christ didn't care about elections, right? So it's a different, I would reject your analogy a little bit. I mean, first of all, I agree with you that he was, you know, extremist. I always think about that when some people sort of look down their nose at you when you have a position that's, for instance, pro-life. You know, like people didn't look down their nose at him. So, you know, big deal. Who cares? You stand up for what you believe in, and you go out there and make the case. Roll that other one quick. We have time here to get in before the break.
Hi, this is Mike in Perm. Good morning, Scott. You know, somebody ought to remind Chris Matthews. I mean, this guy's a disgrace as far as being Catholic. You can't be pro-choice and pro-life. This guy's an overcoat Catholic, and I'm really embarrassed by his attitude and what he did to Mr. Trump. And, you know, to me, this is just really sad that we have a person who has a double standard for his faith. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Okay, I'm Lutheran. Is there such a phrase as overcooked Catholic?
I was going to say, I'm not sure what an overcooked Catholic is, to tell you the truth. And first of all, it's a dangerous territory to say, you're not a good Catholic. You're, you know what I mean? I mean, that's
overcooked.
Take it up with your pastor if you're confused on what your position should be to have, you know, your faith and your views aligned with, you know, the teachings of the church, Catholicism. It's, you know, it's not for a talk show host or somebody else to say what's right, what's wrong. But I think there's a little guilt on Chris Matthews' part. I take. I don't know.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soybean basis in North Dakota has seasonal patterns that producers need to be aware of when marketing soybeans. The majority of soybeans produced in North Dakota are exported into Southeast Asia. This export program runs strong from October through about April. By the time we move into May, the South American crop is being aggressively exported. This competition causes a drop in exports from the Pacific Northwest, causing basis problems in North Dakota. The basis pattern in North Dakota is as follows. Weak at harvest, then strengthening into February, March, and weakens by May. Understanding the seasonality and basis levels for North Dakota soybeans is important to market them successfully. South America has a large crop again this year, and this will likely put downward pressure on basis by May. Be aware of this if you are storing North Dakota soybeans.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is a great resource to engage. We had a great conversation with Donald Trump last hour, and he talked about the coal industry. We even had somebody text in a note and say, Mr. Trump, why don't you buy a coal mine in North Dakota called Trump Energy? He really defended the coal industry, talked about what he would do to undo the onerous regulations. Well, if you want to get up to speed on what they're trying to do, the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future website, it's secureenergyfuture.org. is a priceless resource. It really is. And, you know, somebody texted in here, better go, 500 jobs lost in Wyoming this week. How about that? And we heard from a lot of folks today who really appreciated the comments of Donald Trump. But this industry is under siege, and so is your pocketbook because of what it will happen to the price of electricity, affordable electricity gone, reliable electricity gone. SecureEnergyFuture.org to find out more, okay? You will really very much appreciate that. I promised earlier that I would get to some comments on the governor's race. We really have run out of time, but one quick one I'll get to here from one of our listeners says, for a guy who does not want labels used on him, Doug Burgum is sure quick to call himself a conservative. So let's think. He'll spend at least $500,000 in TV advertising prior to the convention, plus radio advertising, signage events, etc. So that will likely come in about $1,000 per convention vote, assuming he gets 500 votes or less. Is that conservative? All right. Interesting point. Speaking of the convention, we have chosen today to focus on a race that is not getting a lot of attention and that there is a race for, and that is the state auditor's race. We talked earlier with one of the candidates, Josh Gallion, and we're going to talk with another Brian Crosius in just a moment, but I have one more call I need to get to, and it is from Dwayne Hendrickson. And Dwayne is a candidate this weekend, too, actually in the House race. Dwayne, how you doing?
Very good, Scott. Thanks for your time. And, yeah, I'll let you get back to those guys in a minute. But I just got done talking to the manager of the Cruz campaign from one of our states in the United States. And she is trying to set up a meet and greet with Ted Cruz tomorrow and myself so that so we can sort of counteract what Kevin Cramer and Dr. Carson are doing. You know, and so hopefully that all comes to fruition. Say, they're waiting for an exciting convention because I believe we're going to have a great convention with, I know I have a good speech, and I hope that the delegates nominate me for our next U.S. House member.
All right, Dwayne.
Thanks a lot, Scott. You interview those guys. They deserve the time, too, and have fun.
And by the way, we had a lot of invite requests out to Ted Cruz for an interview as well. They've done an interview with us before. It just didn't happen before the convention.
Yeah, well,
we'd certainly do the same there. Dwayne, travel safely, and good luck to you. Let us know details on the meet and greet with Ted Cruz when it all comes together. Brian Crosius is a candidate for North Dakota State Auditor. Joins us now on our newsmaker line. Brian, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing really good, Scott. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us here. So I want to ask you pretty much the same questions I asked Josh leading up to the delegates making a decision this weekend and ultimately voting for one of you come November. And first is qualifications. Well, obviously, you're running for a job as a state auditor, and you're putting out, hey, here's what I've done, here's what I can do in this job. So lay that on us.
Okay, well, when we talk about qualifications, when you look at what does it take to be an effective state auditor, you have to be a strong leader. That's something I've done my entire career. I've been in a leading management role for large organizations, not just in North Dakota, but across the country. So it starts with knowing how to lead staff. The other part is having a business background. So when the audit findings come back, which is obviously what the state auditor's office does, you have raw data, but you still have to know what do you do with that data and how can you utilize the information to make government more efficient. The underlying principle, of course, of the audit is to ensure transparency of state government. But we're at a time in North Dakota's history where we know revenues are softening, and we have to figure out a way to be more efficient and stretch tax dollars further. And that's a unique skill set that I have just because of the length of time I've been in the private sector.
The differences, it sounds like, if I was to quickly compare to that answer to Josh's, would be he's an auditor. Do you think it is... A disadvantage for you to not have, you know, an accounting background?
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, when you look at our current state auditor, he does not have an accounting degree, nor did his predecessor. So we're looking at almost 50 years of not having someone with an accounting degree, and I don't believe that that hindered their ability to do the job whatsoever. And the other important thing to remember is that we have 24 states, almost half, in the country, our state auditors are not CPAs. They've got business backgrounds. And again, it goes back to not just getting the raw data and the information from the audit. What do you do with it to make government more efficient? And that's really important right now.
Right, and it makes sense. You're saying, hey, I've led organizations, and my qualifications here are to come in there and lead the organization rather than have the X's and O's of the accounting experience, which obviously you'd have a full staff for. So I think folks got the contrast there. How about on the GOP side here? I'm short on time, unfortunately. Just quickly give me, there's folks in the party, they want somebody that's paid their dues, so to speak. Have you paid your dues?
I believe I've definitely paid my dues. Maybe not in the right from within the political arena, but when you look at dedicating yourself to two companies that I've worked for my entire life. And just the fact that I've been loyal to them, they've been wonderful to work for. But I made the decision to step down from a really good job to run for public office.
Good point. And yeah, I mean, that's a good point as well, to leave the position you did as publisher of the paper and a company obviously well-regarded in that industry. Says something about commitment to the party and the cause. Good point. Thanks, Brian. Got to leave it there. We're out of time, folks. God bless you. See you Monday.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a My Pillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, My Pillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called My Pillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable My Pillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow My Pillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.